I'd like to bring up Ray Alden now, who's spent a lot of time studying the banjo music of around Round Peak, North Carolina, where some of my favorite banjo players come from, still live around there. You want to tell them something about it and play a tune from down there?
Well, I was thinking of playing a tune from just a small distance away. Last summer, I spent about a month and a half in Meadows of Dan, Virginia. And there's a family that lives there, the Sheila family. And they recorded in the late 1920s with their father, Dad Blackard. And it was they that did the original Sandy River Bell on the 78 RPMs. And the daughter, Clarice Sheila, the daughter of Dad Blackard, plays the piano. And she plays this tune called Flying Indian, which she heard one night when she was young, and she told me she couldn't get to sleep all night till she learned it. And I'd never heard a banjo part to it until Tom Carter and some other people learned from Taylor Kimball that there's a special G tuning, which the last three strings are like the banjo on regular G, but the first two are high. And you can play Flying Indian in that tuning, and I'll try and do that.